This is Antimatter, the marketing podcast hosted by Great Matter, where we mix strategy and digital marketing with explosive results. Welcome back to Antimatter. I'm Adam Weiss, President and CEO of Great Matter.
And I'm Annie, Head of Marketing. Today we're diving into one thing that separates successful marketing from busy work, and that's setting powerful goals.
It's the foundation for everything. Effective goals provide direction, create focus, and give you a clear benchmark for success. It's how you turn marketing efforts into predictable results.
Exactly. So let's talk about what a strong marketing goal actually looks like. Instead of just chasing activity like getting more followers, a strong goal actually focuses on a business outcome.
I learned this lesson from a client who told me, "Adam, I don't care what my website looks like. I just want my phone to ring." That was powerful. He instinctively knew how to focus on the ultimate outcome, more calls, not the superficial metrics along the way. Your goals should tie directly to your core business objectives.
That's the perfect example. It's about defining what success actually means for you. For an e-commerce brand, that might be increasing your average order value. For a service-based business, like the client you mentioned, it's generating qualified leads or maybe consultation bookings.
Your goals should tie directly to your core business objectives. And once you know your outcome, you can build a campaign around it. A plan to increase phone calls looks very different from a plan designed to sell widgets directly online. Defining the goal is the first, most critical step in building the right strategy.
That leads to another key principle too. Great goals are dynamic. The marketing landscape changes constantly. You know, the goals that you set in January might need adjusting by July. It's a totally different time. Think of your goals as a living document that you revisit quarterly, not something carved in stone at the beginning of the year.
So how do we make sure our goals are strong, dynamic, and outcome focused? There's a tried and true framework for this.
Yes, you're talking about SMART goals, aka the gold standard for setting marketing goals. The whole idea is to help you set goals that actually work and not ones that just sound good on paper. And SMART, it stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
It's the difference between a vague wish and an actionable target.
Exactly. So, for example, a weak goal might be, I want more engagement. A SMART goal would be, we're going to increase our average post engagement rate on LinkedIn by 3% within the next 90 days by implementing, you know, a new content strategy.
See the difference? It's specific, the engagement rate on LinkedIn. It's measurable by 3%, achievable, relevant to a content strategy, and time-bound, 90 days. It gives you a clear target at which to aim and a deadline by which to do it.
And that framework applies to any business. For a lifestyle brand, a relevant goal might be to increase overall reach by 20% this quarter. For a B2B company, it could be to generate 50 qualified leads from the website per month by year end.
That makes perfect sense. And this framework is part of a larger mindset shift. Growth isn't a one and done event. It's a system you build. A huge part of that system is consistent tracking and adaptation.
It's so true. You know, you have to embed this into your team's workflow. Set a regular cadence, weekly or monthly, to review progress against your goals. This creates a collaborative environment where everyone understands their contribution to the bigger picture. It's also a chance to see what's working and what isn't working.
Right. If a campaign is exceeding its targets, you can analyze why and double down. If it's falling short, you can adjust the strategy or even the goal itself based on real data. It's about making informed decisions, not just sticking to a plan for the sake of it.
And when you hit those goals, celebrate them. Recognizing those wins, big or small, reinforces the value of the system and keeps your team motivated.
So, as you set your next goal, ask yourself three questions. How does this directly support our business objectives? How will we measure its success with real data? Does this build long-term value for our brand?
When your goal has a clear strategy behind it, you move from just testing things to creating real, sustainable growth.
The big takeaway is this. Set growth goals. Make them SMART, make them strategic, and make them the engine of your marketing system. Get in the habit of setting a clear, measurable goal for every single campaign you run.
And we want to leave you with a challenge. Take one of your marketing goals and run it through the SMART framework. Ask yourself, is it truly driving business growth? If not, take this opportunity to rewrite it. It's never too late to sharpen your focus.
If this episode gave you something to think about, hit that follow button. or send it to your favorite marketing nerd.
Until next time, keep your goals sharp, your data clean, and your conversions high.
Thanks for listening to Antimatter. See you next time.